Humans are a very athletic species. We can run, walk, throw things, and tone our bodies how we'd like. But imagine, if you will, a person who has to sit out of physical activities of any sort and is still completely bedridden by their teen years and dies in their 30s. That's DMD. DMD, or Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, is a horrific genetic disease that ruins your body's muscles by preventing them from repairing themselves. Record.
For the longest time, DMD has no cure, no way of preventing this disease, but for the past few years, that has been different. Allow me to explain to you why DMD affects muscles the way it does and the amazing power of CRISPR, the new genetic technology of the future.
Do you know how you build muscle? It's because as you exercise, your body muscles rip and tear and get damaged. However, your body is always able to repair them because the muscles get a protein called dystrophin.
Dystrophin is a protein that the body makes. Dystrophin is a protein that the body makes that acts like an anchor, anchoring the actin, what muscles are made of, to the membranes of the muscles. Actin is what allows muscles to contract. However, when someone has DMD, the dystrophin doesn't get produced due to a genetic mutation. Dystrophin is a protein, and it's made through a process called protein synthesis. Protein synthesis is when the DNA of a cell unzips itself to reveal a line of code that RNA can read. The RNA copies down the code of the unzipped DNA and builds a strand of RNA that is opposite to the strand on the DNA. This RNA goes to the ribosome to build into the protein, but because of the mutation, the strand of RNA isn't built right, so the dystrophin is never made, causing the disease.
It is because of this genetic mutation and lack of dystrophin that damages the muscles even further. When the muscles contract, the dystrophin isn't there to bind the actin to the membrane, and the muscles rip a lot more than normal, leading to a slew of negative side effects such as higher level of creatine kinase in the blood. Creatine kinase, by the way, is a protein that allows for energy storage in the muscle cells, and usually doesn't affect blood in any way. In fact, this is usually how we diagnose them with DMD. Other side effects include excess calcium in the muscles, which damage healthy muscles even more, and overall, your muscles feel sore all the time.
Judging from the past few paragraphs of text we just read to you, DMD is a big deal, which is why it was an even bigger deal when we discovered that we could cure DMD.
This cure is called CRISPR, and CRISPR stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, and can be used to cure DMD. That's kind of a weird acronym, isn't it?
We can cure DMD by taking a virus such as HIV and snipping out the infectious part of the virus and inserting the cure to DMD into the virus. CRISPR then reads the good genes inside the virus and searches for the copy of the gene inside the cell. The copy that CRISPR finds inside the cell is the mutated gene. CRISPR then takes the new genetic code and inserts it into the cell's genome, replacing the old mutated gene. Once that is done, the DMD disease will slowly go away over the course of a month or less. CRISPR is a protein inside of cells called Cas9, and this protein does the entire CRISPR process.
Because the cure for DMD is changing the mutated gene that prevents dystrophin production, you just need to revert the mutation in the gene and you cure DMD. It's that simple. It's just that it has taken up to 20 years to figure out how to revert this mutation. That's how using the virus to transport the gene into the cell is so effective. A virus's main goal is to manipulate cells into copying their DNA, so naturally, it's a perfect fit. Because of CRISPR, we have the possibility to revert these genetic diseases, which would have been impossible 20, 30 years ago. As the technology for CRISPR evolves, we could use CRISPR for many other things, such as genetically modified babies to look a certain way and make them more resistant. We could also genetically modify plants or animals. And we could do much, much more. The possibilities for this genetic technology are next to endless.